perform the Sankirtan Yajna. By the Sankirtan sacrifice, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead in His form of Lord Chaitanya will be satisfied and worshipped. The entire purpose of performing sacrifices is to worship the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna is present in His form of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, people who are intelligent should try to satisfy Him by performing Sankirtan Yajna. This is the easiest way to satisfy Lord Vishnu in this age. People should take advantage of the injunctions in different shastras concerning sacrifices in the age. Sacrifice in this age and not create unnecessary disturbance during the sinful age of Kali. In Kali Yuga, men all over the world are very expert in opening slaughterhouses for killing animals which they eat. If the old ritualistic ceremonies were observed, people would be encouraged to kill more and more animals. In Calcutta, there are many butcher shops which keep a deity of the goddess Kali, and animal eaters think it proper to purchase animal flesh from such a shop in hope that they are eating the remnants of food offered to goddess Kali. They do not know that goddess Kali never accepts non-vegetarian food, because she is the chaste wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also a great Vaishnava and never eats non-vegetarian food. And the goddess Kali accepts the remnants of food left by Lord Shiva. Therefore, there is no possibility of her eating flesh or fish. Such offerings are accepted by the associates of goddess Kali, known as Bhutas, Pishachas and Rakshasas. And those who take the prasad of goddess Kali in the shape of flesh or fish are not actually taking the prasad left by goddess Kali, but the food left by the Bhutas and Pishachas. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitandam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Jana Sanyitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yatinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindubhya Yevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hemangalivya Chavi Sundaraya Asmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Shuchaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Aradhya Bhagavan Vraje Shatanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramyakachit Upasana Vrajavadu Varagena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Brahmanam Amalam Prima Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dharan Paraha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Devir Indropa Samstrashai Pakhandair Harivir Janaha Janam Riyamanam Vichakshvainam Yaste Yadnyadhrug Ashvamut. Just see how Indra, the king of heaven, was creating a disturbance in the midst of the sacrifice by stealing the sacrificial horse. This attractive sinful activities he has introduced will be carried out by the people in general. So the continuation of this Prithu Akhyan. We are here where Brahma is explaining the situation to Prithu. What's happening because of your performance of this horse sacrifices. He says that King Indra, who is the leader of demigods, he became envious of Maharaj Prithu, who is none other than the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has incarnated here to establish the duty of kings, how they should rule over the earth. In the purport, Prabhupada gives emphasis on three particular things. In the first part, he makes us aware of the responsibility which comes by the seniority. We consider ourselves as a senior when we are in a society or when we are in a group of people. By passing years or gaining some knowledge, we consider ourselves as a senior. But that seniority gives us a responsibility. Because, as Lord, He Himself explained to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes here, He says that Yadyad Acharati Shrestas Tat Tad Evaitaro Janaha Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokastad Anuvartate. So whatever actions are performed by a great man, common male will follow them. So when we consider ourselves as a senior, we have a responsibility of representing the sublime teachings of Lord Chaitanya that He has given for the whole mankind to make progress in our spiritual life. Because it's necessary. Otherwise we are going to offend great devotees by not following their words. So whenever that factor of seniority comes, one should be aware of the responsibility that he has with that. As Brahmaji is making aware of this particular thing to Maharaj Prithu, he is telling that you have done already 99 sacrifices and this is the 100th one. And because of this performance, the king Indra is getting disturbed. And if someone wants to do his bhajan, or if someone wants to please Lord Vishnu by his sadhana, the first fact is that he should not disturb others' consciousness. So here Brahma is instructing Prithu that you should stop now. because this is creating a disturbance for Indra. How? Because of that disturbance, Indra's mind got disturbed and he is introducing some false religion. Pakhanda. As day before yesterday, Radha Govind Maharaj was explaining what is meant by Pakhanda. Pakhanda means, in the garb of religiosity, performing sinful activities. That is what Pakhanda means. And that's what Indra is doing here. In the guise of sannyasi. Sannyasi means what? Sannyasa. Sanskrita nyasa. Who has abandoned, who has left everything by all means, he is a sannyasi. And in the garb of sannyasi, Indra, he is stealing the sacrificial horse. And Brahma says here that this attractive sinful activity will attract the common people's heart and they will follow. And that will doom their life, that will ruin down their life. So it's better that now you should stop it. Because whatever great personalities they do, they act, the common people, they follow it. And that's why Mahaprabhu also says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says about Mahaprabhu, Apani Achari Prabhu Jagate Rasika. And we can see not only in Lord Chaitanya's life, but the chaste followers of Lord Chaitanya, they also establish the same principle in their life. In the life of six Goswamis, we can see, as the today's verse that we have read it in Shiksha, Shad Goswami Ashtakam, that Tyaktva Turanam Ashesha Mandalapati, Shreni Sada Tuchavat. They just left everything. All the worldly opulences, whatever they possess, they just left it like a Tuchavat. Means it won't have, they consider it as insignificant and they left it. And they accepted the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Because as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baldevi Devotion, when he gives purport on this particular verse of Bhagavad Gita, Yadya Acharati Shrestha, they says that Mahatams means the heavy personalities, whatever they do, they are responsible for that. Because whatever they do, that going to influence the mass of people. So they should be very, very careful in their dealings. And how they are careful, that we have seen in the life of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He is the only one person in this world actually. Whatever he has spoke, the way he has performed his action got recorded. And we have seen there are voluminous books on his actions. And each and every action of his induced other people to become more Krishna conscious. This is the way to show the seniority with the responsibility. And His Divine Grace has shown us. So by the being a follower or a part of a ISKCON, or by the being a follower of the ISKCON, which is established by His Divine Grace, we should understand this particular thing. And whatever mess we are seeing in our society today is because of that only. There are people, they think themselves as a senior, but they are not aware of their responsibilities. So one has to be very, very careful when he wants to make progress in spiritual life. This is the first part actually. And second part of this purport, Prabhupada explains about the pakhanda, or the tendency to perform irreligious activities under the garb of religiosity. And why that happens? That happens because of the desire to gratify our own senses. And when we are in society, like our society is gone, we can see, we visualize, and we are witnessing. These things are there with us also. Because still we have our own hidden agendas while rendering service to the Lord. It's not a selfless service, it is selfish service. And that thing creates problem for us and others' lives also. So it's necessary to understand ourselves first. What are the flaws are there with us? And if someone shows, we should be happy to accept them and to work on that. Otherwise, the whole endeavor that we are doing to progress in our spiritual life will be baffled, will get defeated. Because we have this desire to gratify our own senses and our hidden agendas that really create influence on our spiritual life. Because of greed, one loses his knowledge, what we call as a sadasad viveka buddhi, through which we can understand what is good and what is bad for our spiritual life. And if someone is greedy to gratify his own senses, that kills that particular attitude of thinking what is good and what is bad for us. And that's what Lord says in Bhagavad Gita. Sammoha smriti vibhrama, smriti bhranshat, buddhi nasho and buddhi nashat pranashati. Everything gets destroyed because of the tendency to gratify our own senses. And especially for those who claims to be a senior or leaders of the society, it is very important to understand this particular principle, the sense of responsibility. Otherwise, whole humanity will suffer, and that's what we are seeing now. Then Prabhupada says about why Buddha, he has introduced Ahimsa Dharma, the religious of non-violence. Because those days, on the name of performing sacrificial rituals or yajna, people to gratify their own tongue, they used to kill animals. But the real purpose of sacrificing animal in yajna, to test the accuracy of performed yajna. If that animal used to get regenerated, then it is to be considered as that yajna is successful. If not, then the person, basically the Brahmins who are performing that activity of that yajna, they are responsible for that hatya. They have to suffer for that. Whatever animal they are killing, they have to suffer for that. And Prabhupada says, in this particular age, why yajnas are not allowed? And that is because of lack of Brahminical priests. According to Yajurveda, there are 4 Brahmanas, they are needed to perform any kind of a yajna. Because yajna, the nirukti word, it is explained that yajna means yajate, through which we can one can worship Lord Vishnu and satisfy him. The activity through which one can satisfy Lord Vishnu is called as a yajna. In previous eras, they used to perform this yajna under the guidance of qualified Brahmins. Who are they? There are 4 kinds of a Brahmin. who are qualified to perform yajnas. First is, actually they are known as the Ritviks. And first is Hotra. Hotra who invokes and worship the Lord through fire. And he does it by chanting mantra. They never use any matchbox or any other fire to ignite fire in the Yajna Kunda. Rather than the Hotra, he recites some prayers and he invokes Lord through that mantras and he ignites the fire in the Yajna Kunda. So this is Hotra. Then second is Udgatru. Actually this Hotra is expert in the Rugveda. In Rugveda there are so many mantras are given. If someone chants it properly, through which he can invite the different kinds of fires. Then this Udgatru, he is in charge of chanting particular mantras which are necessary for performing that particular yajna. And this person is expert in Samaveda, because Samaveda gives the instruction of how to chant mantras, in what chanda, in what meter, how matras, visargas, anusargas, they should be followed. Udgatru. Then comes Advayur. Advayur, a Brahmin, he is there to install the all yajnic paraphernalia. He collects everything, he prepares Yajna Kunda, he prepares all ingredients and keep them ready to perform Yajna. And this person is expert in Yajurveda. And he looks after the smooth running of the ceremony. And there is a last Brahmin who is known as a Brahma, who is the overall supervisor. And if there are some flaws in a yajna, he knows how to remove them and he works on that. So if you want to perform yajna, you need to have these qualified Brahmins. But unfortunately, in this age of Kali, it's not possible to get such a Brahmin. As Manu says in Manu Samhita, that whoever has born in this age of Kali, all they are Shudras. And in one place, even Vibhishan says that Kalo Rakshasa Jayate Brahma Yonishu. We are born in the families of Brahmanas in the age of Kali. They are none other than the demons in the previous eras or previous yugas. So how we can expect that they will follow the standards given by the Vedas, they will follow the instruction given by the Vedas and they will do these sacrifices? It's not possible. That's why by seeing this chaotic situation of the present age and Lord being merciful to all of us has given a very simple but sublime process through which we can please Him. And that is Sankirtan Yajna. And he says that who will do that? Only Sumedhas. It's not for everyone actually. It needs to have some qualification. Yajantiya Sumedha, Sumedhasa. Not any layman can just accept that. And that we can see. Just now we have our bus party has written and they have seen actually. You go approach people but they are not ready to accept. They said, what is this? These people are emotional. They don't know how to do. A few days back one person came. He's a very learned guy. Very senior doctor. And I was sitting there and chanting. He came and he said, why you have to chant on beats? Why it is necessary? You can just sit and meditate. It's possible. I'm doing that. Even though Lord has given such a simple and sublime way to please Him, people are not ready to accept it. Even though it is very simple and sublime, it has some norms that we have to follow through which we can do it very nicely. We can understand it. We can apply it in our life. And one of the great devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and one of our biggest acharya, who is known as the Seventh Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has given us that particular thing. In his Gitavali, there is a nice song in which he explains that if you have a desire to do this particular yajna, Nama Sankirtan, what should be the qualification? As to perform some Vedic rituals or Vedic sacrifices, there are some instructions that you have to follow so that successfully you can perform that ritual, that ceremony, that yajna to please Lord Vishnu. The same way, if you want to do this Harinam Sankirtan, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in his Gitavali, there is a nice song. That's the third song of bhajan in Gitavali. It says, Sri Krishna Kirtane Yadi Manasato Hara Paramajatane Tahi Labhadikara Trunadika Hina Dina Akinchana Chara Apane Mani Bisada Chari Ankara Vruksha Samakshama Guna Karavi Sadhana Pratihimsa Tyajiyane Karabi Palana Jivana Nirvaheyane Udbegana Dibe Paraupakare Nija Sukha Pasaribe Hoilevo Sarva Gune Guni Mahashaya Pratishasha Chari Kara Amani Redhaya Krishna Adhishthana Sarva Jive Jani Sada Karabi Sammana Sabe Adhari Sarvada Dainya Daya Anne Mana Pratisha Varjana Chari Gune Guni Oya Karah Kirtana Bhakti Vinod Kandi Bale Prabhu Paya Hino Adhikara Kabe Dibhe Amaya Sri Krishna Kirtane Jadi Manasatohara. He says that if you have a desire to perform this Sri Krishna Kirtan, then Paramajatane, you have to endeavor a lot. And then you will get this Adhikar, then you will get this authority. Then you will be qualified to do that. How to do that? Trinadika Hinadina Akinchana Char. He used word here as Akinchan. Kinchan means something. Something of this world. Like a knowledge, beauty, fame, strength, etc. If someone has something of this in the material world, he gets puffed up with that. If you have a little bit more than the others, he thinks himself as a senior of that group or that leader. And that sense itself creates problem for him. Why? That gives him ahankara. Apane mani visada. He considers himself as a great than the others. And that's why he instructs here that trunadika hina dina kinchana char. If you consider yourself as akinchan, and if you not consider, and if you have strong desire to render service in to the Lord and to progress in a spiritual life, then Lord makes you akinchan. And that's why in Chauragraganya Ashtakam it is said that akinchani krita padashritam ya karoti bhikshuk pati geha hina. This particular thief, who is known as a Chauragraganya, how wonderful he is, will take shelter at his lotus feet. What he does? Akinchanikrut. He makes him akinchana. Nothing of this material world. He makes him bereft of everything. Whatever there which creates attachment in this world, like a money, woman, fame, everything he takes away. Akinchanikrut. And what he does? Padashritamya karoti bhikshuk. He makes him a beggar on the street. If someone wants to really take shelter of the Lord, then he should ready to become a kinchan. And then only it is possible to become this heart, amani. Then that person can get rid of a ego or ahankara. Because whatever there in this material world we possess, that gives you some identity, which is different from your real identity, which is the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Vriksha sama kshama guna kariva sadhana pratihansa tyaji anya kariva palana. What is the sadhana? What process you have to follow? Vriksha sama kshama guna. Be tolerant than the tree or like a tree. Titiksha. If you tolerate, then it is possible. And to tolerate, what you have to have? The quality of kshama, forgiveness. If you forgive someone, if you have that capability of forgiving, then there is a possibility to become a tolerant like a tree. Pratihansa tyaji anne. Himsa, violence. And as Prabhupada explains, what is in by violence? Violence means creating disturbance in other's spiritual life. That is the greatest violence. Because you are killing his soul by creating that obstacle or indifference in his spiritual life. So one has to leave that. Tyagi. Jivana nirvahe ane udvegavana dive. For our own existence, one should not disturb others' existence. That's the most important thing. Para upakare nija sukha pasaribe. To do something for others, one should forget his own sense gratification or his own happiness. Now further he says, hoileo sarva gune guni mahasha. And if someone becomes qualified with these qualities, still there is a possibility of getting ego. Indifferent way. What is that? If someone has some particular quality, like if someone is really humble, then he becomes famous for that. Oh, this devotee is very humble. That word spreads out like anything. And people, they identify you through that particular quality. That may give you ego again. Even though you have these good qualities, these good quality may give you again trouble. So he says, Pratishtha chhadi kari amani rudhaya. So give up that also. Then further he says, how you can give up that thing? Krishna adhishtana sarva jibe jani sada. If you really realize that Lord is there in everyone's heart, then you will give respect to Him. Because whenever you come to temple, you first what you do? You just bow down. Why? Because this is the place where Lord is residing. And if you understand that whom you are talking is a person in which heart, in whose heart Lord is residing, immediately you will have a respect for Him. Then he further says, there are four qualities that one should have, one should imbibe, then only it is possible for him to do Hari Kirtan. Dainya daya anne mana pratishtha varjana chari gune guni hoya karaha kirtan. Then you can do that. Dainya daya anne mana and pratishtha varjana. If you have these four qualities, then it's possible. Otherwise, just forget. Like Prabhupada in his one lecture, he was saying, if you chant millions of lifetimes, but if you not follow the sutra given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is that? Trinadapi sunichena, tarodi vasahishnana, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadhari. If you will not follow that particular sutra, this formula, then your life is doomed. Everything is in vain. And that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhaktivinoda Kandi, he is crying. For what? He is crying, he is begging at the lotus feet of the Lord. Please, O my dear Lord, give me this qualification. Just make me humble so that I can chant your holy name. So in this age of Kali, Lord has given us a very simple and sublime way through which we can please Him. And that is chanting of Hare Krishna. And if we have to do that, this is what He expects from us, how we should chant. Otherwise, everyone will do it, but according to their own standard. And these are not the standards through which we can please the Lord. So being a part of this particular society, we should understand that what the founder expects from us, what he needs. If we have to progress in our life by following this process which has given by Prabhupada, then we have to seriously think what we are doing. As years are going on, how many we have read from his books, how much we have understood, and how much we can present to others. If we have something, then we can give it to others. If we don't have, then what we can give to others? So let's try and work on what Prabhupada expects from us so that we can please Him. To please Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna is far away for us. That's a great destination, but we are not qualified for that. But at least we will preach His devotees. Whatever small expectation they have from us, if we do it nicely, if we do it properly, He has given us a 70%, and He told us to do just 30%. And that we do it properly, then definitely we'll achieve the desired goal of all the Vedic scriptures. That is love of Godhead. So let's try to be what Prabhupada wants from us and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Any comment? Any question? Then you are welcome.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Well, it was a very wonderful lecture about the point you were explaining about the responsibility and seniority. So will you please clarify the point? What do you mean by saying responsible? Is it responsible, I mean, in the sense of responsible in one's sadhana bhakti, or responsible in his service, or responsible in sadhana bhakti I mentioned, and then service, and then thirdly in his character. So what do you mean by saying responsible, please?
See, we are here for what? We are here, or we have joined this society for what? What's the purpose behind that? It's for everyone. Why we are here in this temple? Why? To become a Krishna conscious. So what responsibility we have?
That is the responsibility that we always be Krishna conscious.
That includes everything. Your sadhana. Sadhana means what? What you are practicing. And that indicates everything. Your behavior, your own chanting, your character, everything that represents. So the responsibility of representing the sublime teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his movement, which is handed over to us by his divine grace and his disciples. When we are having this dress, means we are representing whom? We are representing the whole Krishna conscious movement. We are representing the message given by the Lord. Do we think that is not our responsibility? That's a great responsibility that we are carrying each and every step of our life.
But what if someone, you know, in the movement for so many years, but yet he's not responsible, like for example in his sadhana or things like this. Is he still maintains his seniority, or?
See, there are jnana vriddhas and vayo vriddhas. There are two kinds of vriddhas. Old age comes by two ways. If someone has a knowledge, he is a jnana vriddha. He is old by the knowledge. And there is another old age comes, that by years. So someone may be senior by years, but not by the knowledge and realization. So you can see when Shukadeva Goswami, he sat and he spoke on a Srimad Bhagavatam, what was his age that time? Asim bro? Kya umar thi unki? Huh? 16 years. And who was sitting in front of him to hear Srimad Bhagavatam? Asita, Vyasa, Narada. Who knows what's the age of Narada? In that particular episode, these two words are explained, Jnana Vriddha and Vayo Vriddha. So seniority comes by the realization of knowledge, not by just age. In worldly phrase we can consider, by age we give them seniority. Why? Because they are seasoned. But if someone is immature, still by age you should give him respect, but keep a distance, because there are some anarthas with him which are creating obstacle for him in his spiritual life. So you have to keep distance, but show respect. It's there. Krishna adhishthana sarva jibe jani sada. Krishna is there in everyone's heart, but we are not able to realize that thing. So the seniority comes by the realization of knowledge and the seriousness of our sadhana. Would you like to say something, Ramrup Prabhu?
And concerning the responsibility, you know, towards one's service, like for example, if one, you know, maintain his service as it is, but not in one particular places, in different places, like in different temples. So he may be, you know, he's staying in one temple, you know, about 1 year, 2 years, then he changed temple, he goes to another temple, but he maintained his service as it is, then is he considered to be a responsible person or irresponsible?
But in management point of view, I will tell you, they consider him as irresponsible. Because this guy is not able to sit at one place and do service. But he is engaging his nature. Wherever he goes, he is engaged. So in management point of view, they may consider he is irresponsible. But he is rendering service because he knows his responsibility that he has to serve Lord. It goes that way. If you are in a society, then this management point of view comes and your may authority, whatever they are, they may think that you are irresponsible because you are not able to concentrate at one place and do it. Because it's not everyone's nature. Prabhupada has made this society which is full of variety. And there are variety of services. You can engage yourself. But keep engaged. Satat yukta, whether either or there, but you are engaged. That's more important. So you are following your responsibility. Okay? Anything else?
Thank you, Babuji.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai.